Parsha is it's a double parsha, Achrei Mos Kedosh. And Parsha Achrei Mos describes the avoda of Yom Kippurim. And part of the avoda of Yom Kippurim, something that you see when you read through the parsha, or if you pay attention during the Musaf of Yom Kippur when we go through the avoda, is that the Kohen Gadol has to change his clothing many, many times. Probably more times than you have to change in a single day when you go to a hotel for Pesach. Why does the Kohen Gadol have to change his clothing so many times? Because the Kohen Gadol has two sets of clothing. He has the big day Zahav and the big day Lavan. The big day Zav include all eight garments of the Kohen Gadol, including the Ephod and the Choshen and the Tzitz, the Me'il. And then there's the big day Lavan, which are the more simple garments, the Ketonet, the Avnei, the Mikbat, the Mitznefet, the Michnasayim. And the Kohen Gadol, when he goes into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, is not allowed to wear the Big Day Zahav. Why can't he wear the Big Day Zahav when he goes into the Kodesh HaKadoshim? Because it's a reminder of the Chet HaEgel. And therefore, when he's doing the Avoda in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he doesn't wear his Big Day Zahav, he changes out of the Big Day Zahav and into the Big Day Lava. But there are two occasions when he walks into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So therefore, he starts off in the Big Day Zahav. When he goes into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the first time he has to switch into the Big Day Lavan. He comes out and does Avoda outside. He switches back into the Big Day Zahav. When he goes back into the Kodesh HaKadoshim for the second time, he goes back into the Big Day Lavan. And when he finishes and does the rest of the Avoda outside, he goes back into the Big Day Zahav. So Rav Zalman Saratskin in his Sefer Znaim LaTorah asks a very simple question. If it's such a bad idea to wear Big Day Zahav because it's on Yom Kippur, because it's a reminder of the Chet HaEgel, why doesn't he wear Big Day Lavan all day long? Why, when he's doing the Avoda outside of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, then it's fine to wear the Big Day Zahav? Not only is it fine, but he must wear the Big Day Zahav. And it's only when he's going into the Kodesh HaKadoshim that he can't wear the Big Day Zahav. Either or. If it's a bad idea, don't wear it all day long. And if it's not a bad idea, wear it all day long. Why the distinction? See, it has a fascinating insight. What's the difference between the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Avod in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Avod outside the Kodesh HaKadoshim? Very simple. When the Kohen Gadol is in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, it's only him and the Ribono Shel Olam. And he's coming to be Mechaper on Bnei Yisrael. When he's doing the Avoda outside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he's in full view. All the Kohanim and the Yisraelim are in the Azara, can see everything that he's doing. And from a certain perspective, it's not a bad idea to have a reminder of the Egel Hazav on Yom Kippur. Because after all, Yom Kippur is a time for tshuva. And you can't do tshuva unless there's a hakaras hachet. And to pretend that we're perfect, that we haven't done bad things, we'll never do tshuva. So when you're in full view of the rest of Bnei Yisrael, the Kohanim, the Yisraelim who are in, the Levim who are in the Azara, Kohen Gadol wears the Big Day Zahav, because he wants to remind us that we still have to do tshuva for the Chet HaEgel. Pay attention. We still need to do tshuva. But when he goes into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he's coming to daven on behalf of Bnei Yisrael to the Ribono Shel Olam. And when he's representing Bnei Yisrael in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's there to be mechaper. He's not there to bring up what Bnei Yisrael have to do tshuva for. is there to beg rachmanos from the Ribbono Shel Olam on Bnei Yisrael, and to only speak the best that he can about Bnei Yisrael. There we have no reminders of the Chet HaEgel. When a person, when the leader of Am Yisrael is coming to talk to Ribbono Shel Olam on behalf of Bnei Yisrael, that's not the time to give tochacha to Bnei Yisrael. That's the time to be melamed zchut on Bnei Yisrael. The tochacha he can give when he's speaking to Bnei Yisrael. But the limud zchus is the only thing he has in mind when he's talking to the Ribbono Shel Olam. This is a word from Reb Zalman Sarotskin, and I heard it from Reb Yitzchak Breidowitz, and he told the story. Somebody once came to the Satmar Rebbe Zatzal, Reb Yoel, and maybe a little bit mechutzaf, I don't know. He said to him, he says, Rebbe, I don't understand. All the time you speak out against the Zionists and the religious Zionists and anybody who comes and supports the state of Israel, why do you always have to speak out against them? Take a look at Avraham Avinu. When he's informed by the Ribbono Shel Olam that he's going to destroy Sodom, what does he do? He tries to speak up on behalf of the people of Sodom. 50 tzaddikim, 45, 40, 30, 20, 10. He doesn't relent. He's always trying to find something to be melamed zchus on the people of Sodom. So if you have somebody, I don't know, a religious Zionist, he davens 3 times a day, he puts on tefillin, it's okay. He supports the state of Israel. Is he worse than the people of Sodom? So the Rebbe answered him. And he said, when Avraham Avinu was talking to the Ribbono Shel Olam, wasn't talking to the people of Sodom. He was talking just to the Ribbono Shel Olam. How do you know what I say when I'm talking just to the Ribbono Shel Olam? When I'm talking to people with my mind require a certain degree of tochacha, a certain degree of rebuke, it's pasuk in this week's parasha, Parshas Kedoshim, I have a chiyuv to give tochacha. That's what I have to do klapei chutz. But when it's me and the Ribbono Shel Olam, I daven that he should have rachmanos on everyone. To be melamed zchus on everyone. It's not contradictory. I think somebody needs to get tochacha, you have to give tochacha. But when you're coming to be mispalel to the Ribbono Shel Olam, all you have to think is mi kamcha Yisrael goyachad ba'aretz. Now I don't know how the Satmar Rebbe would daven. That's between him and the Ribbono Shel Olam. But I do know examples of the Satmar Bikur Cholim, for example. Ask anybody in Greater New York. Set up originally by Rabbi Yoel, they'll help anybody but anybody who is Jewish. They don't ask you how you commemorate Yom Ha'atzma'ut, or whether you do this or do that, or what you think about anything. There's somebody's Jewish who's in trouble, they'll help you whatever they can. The story is that people used to come from Eretz Yisrael to collect for tzedakah, and the Rebbe would give out tzedakahs. He would give out, he came in with this kippah, that kippah, yes kippah, no kippah. He says, when it comes to helping fellow Jews, he did whatever he could. He had certain shitas. And when he felt that people were doing things that weren't right, from his perspective, he gave tochacha. But that's like the Kohen Gadol in public would wear the big day zahav. When he went into the Kodesh HaKadoshim and it was coming to be melamed zchus on Bnei Yisrael, Kohen Gadol changed out of his clothes. It's only big day lavan. Bnei Yisrael are pure. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should have rachmanus on Bnei Yisrael.